It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you may be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on personal empowerment, on personal success, on abundance, prosperity, love, and the Law of Attraction. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We deeply appreciate it. And we deeply appreciate you subscribing to this podcast on either iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy bringing you this message on a daily basis. Today we're talking about a subject that's a little bit different, but I think it's very apropos, and I think it's going to give you some tools. And that's what we're here for, to give you tools to empower your life. So this program is called Eating Habits of Successful People. What we did is we started looking at people that are fit, that are trim, that are successful in their business life. Perhaps they're successful in their relationship, in their marriage. And we discovered that there was some commonality. In other words, this is very important. Whatever you do in one part of your life will affect every other part of your life as well. So what you do in your personal life eventually can affect your business life and vice versa. But what you do with your eating life, how you eat, your habits, that can affect everything else, including your law of attraction action, your ability to awaken the law of attraction in your life. So I want to go through these eating habits of successful people, and perhaps you'll take some notes, you'll start applying them, and you'll find that you are healthier, happier, more passionate, and that's what you need. I mean, that's the juice you need, baby, to make the law of attraction work for you. You're co-creator of your reality. So, you know, be responsible for all of it. Okay, here we go. Number one, you have to have, this is important, clear-cut intentions for your body and your health. Successful people tend to set goals, and they set goals in every area of their life. They set spiritual goals. They set business goals, financial goals, emotional goals, recreational goals. And they set goals for their body, for their health, for their vitality. You have to have clear intentions. And I would pair that up with saying that there should be at least one power affirmation that you are doing on a daily basis as it relates to your body and your eating habits. Number two, successful people study which foods are best for them to eat. There is a plethora of information out there if you're serious about learning about your body. And some of it is contradictory, but you know what feels right instinctively for you, and you know what makes the most sense. So, for example, what kind of foods are best for you? What kind of foods should you be stocking your refrigerator with? What amount of food do you want to eat per meal? How many meals a day do you want to eat? You know, these are kinds of questions that successful people will ask themselves and then develop a plan. And that plan is all focused around their goals and their intentions for their body and for their health. Number three, this is an easy one. Successful people who are successful with their body tend to eat breakfast. Not all of them. Not all of them. But the majority of them tend to have something for breakfast, a light breakfast, perhaps something that's a high in protein, something to get their body burning calories again. So the percentage is about 85-90% eat breakfast. Incredible. Hey, we'll be back with more, but I want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Put the power of the law of attraction to work for you, to save your marriage, to have better health and vitality, to create your own business, to make more money, to attract more money, whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever it is you desire. Let's talk about it. Let's dig into it. Let's find out what's stopping you. What's stopping you from doing what you really want to do? Claim your 30 minutes, miracle mentoring, alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away after this.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Well, we left off with successful people tend to eat breakfast, but they also drink a lot of water. They stay hydrated. And contrary to what some people believe, alcohol is not considered water. You know, water is the best thing, though there are other drinks out there now that claim to hydrate you even better than water. You might want to check into those, talk to your health professional about those, or do some research. But you've got to stay hydrated. You've got to be drinking water all the time. Next, successful people, one of their eating habits is that they tend to eat small and often. They don't eat these big roll over, lay down meals. They tend to eat small meals. They tend to eat six meals. Maybe they even nibble a little bit in between because they want to keep their energy flowing throughout the day. They don't want these highs and then lows and then highs and then lows. They want to keep that energy and that juice flowing because they're too busy making money, attracting, enjoying life, being athletic. Successful people tend to eat foods that do not have labels on them. You know, when you eat a nice, fresh apple, it doesn't need a label with all the ingredients that are included. They tend not to eat out of the box as much as they eat out of the ground, so to speak. So that's something that you might start thinking about. How can I include more whole foods, wholesome foods, natural foods, organic foods in my life? Maybe you can't do 100%. Maybe you're at 50% or 40%, but you'll start feeling better. You'll start becoming more healthy, more vibrant, more energized, and you'll start attracting more, which is very important, right? Next, they know their foods. Successful people know what they're putting in their mouth. They know what's in it. They know what it will do to their body, good, bad, or indifferent, and they make their choices there. They don't put food in their body that's going to hold them back, slow them down, you know, make them feel unhealthy. They know what's in their food. They read labels. You know, I have to tell you, I am a huge proponent of GMO labeling. I think that we have a right to know. So I would urge every one of you to eat natural, organic vegetables and fruits as much as you can. But in the meantime, you need to be writing your political representative or your congressman or senator, send them an email and say, look it, let's get some GMO labeling going here so we can protect our bodies and our health. They eat their favorite foods in moderation. In other words, say your favorite food is chocolate. They don't tend to sit down and eat an entire bar or 2 bars or 3 bars of chocolate. They may eat a couple squares of chocolate and suck on it and nourish it, savor it, make it something special. Yeah, they eat their favorite foods. They just don't go hog wild on them. Here's our next one. This is important. Man, I've been fighting this one since I was a young guy. No bad foods in the house. You just don't bring them in. You know, it's been about 22 years now, maybe 23, since I quit smoking cigarettes. And it became absolutely, I tried several times. And one of the things that I realized is that I just could not have cigarettes in the house while I was trying to quit. Now, you could come in my house now and smoke. I would not allow you to smoke in my house. But say I did allow you to smoke, and it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't make me crave smoking a cigarette. I can be around a smoker. It doesn't do anything for me anymore. But when you're trying to change your eating habits to bring unwholesome food in the house is the worst thing you can do. No breads, no white flour, no white cereals, no potatoes, none of that kind of stuff needs to be in your house. Get rid of it. Throw it out. Take it down to a food bank. Do something with it and move on. Start filling your pantry with good whole grains. Start filling your refrigerator with good fresh fruit and vegetables. And if you're going to eat meat, try to limit yourself to nice cold water fish, such as salmon or tuna. Though I do like to eat my trout from time to time as well. Successful people, successful eaters, are resourceful at the restaurant. Just because it's on the menu doesn't mean they have to eat it. They'll say, can you switch this out? Can you add this? Can you take away this? They're resourceful at the restaurant. Just because everybody else is ordering a particular meal does not mean you need to eat it. The other thing that, and this is interesting, you almost wonder why or how it works, but successful people tend to clean the kitchen and close it down after dinner. In other words, they don't just eat dinner and then retire to the study or retire outside or whatever. They have a ritual of closing down the kitchen, putting all the dishes away, getting everything taken care of for the evening. And that, for some reason, stops them from this night eating, or at least slows them down from this night eating habit that many of us find devastating to our weight and our waistline. And finally, you know, just like everything else we do in the law of attraction, successful people tend to eat with gratitude, either giving thanks before the meal or after the meal, charging it with energy, raising the vibration of the meal through intention. They give thanks for everything they eat. Wow, there you go. There's a lot of stuff to take in there. You might want to listen to this podcast again. Take some notes, write them down, share it with your friends. We appreciate it. We love your letters too, by the way. It's so powerful, some of the letters we get. We just appreciate it deeply. Remember to always include your phone number, always include your Skype address, so we can get back in touch with you if you want to hear from us. Thank you so much for listening. You have a great day now. Get out there and pay it forward. Eat something healthy today. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.